Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there as we are done week number 9 in the NFL. We look forward to 10. We look forward to the second half of the season. I thought today, we had a discussion last week on the midday show about the NFL MVP and Jalen Hurts' place in the current odds if he was a smart bet. I thought today would be a good day to look at my updated MVP bout. Now, this is not what I think is going to happen the rest of the season. This is to date. This is today. If the NFL MVP was awarded today, if I had a ballot in front of me, if I could write 10 names down, who would I write down on my NFL MVP ballot? Again, that's different than projecting the rest of the season. This is right now as we sit here today. And my ballot would not go with the current odds. It would not. There's someone within the top five of my ballot that is not top five in the current odds. There is someone leading my ballot that is not near the top of the actual odds right now. And there's a couple players that are right at the top of the current odds that I would not have as one or two or three in my current NFL MVP ranking. So I'm going to reel through my 10. These are the if you put a ballot in front of me, said, Joe, write down 10 names, 10 through 1, 1 through 10, whatever. for the MVP, one being the MVP, 10 being your number 10 guy, with the voting kind of structure that way on points. Here's how I would have it. I'll give you some reasoning for all the guys I have near the top, maybe some surprises. In fact, there would be a surprise. I guarantee you're going to be surprised at my number one. But this is how I see the NFL MVP ballot and the NFL MVP race halfway through the NFL season. So let's start with a couple of honorable mentions. Two players I did not make my top 10, but I have my eye on them just because they are very productive players on winning football teams. And depending on how things shake out in the NFC, they could. I will say it's probably not likely on either front, but they could end up being the top vote getter or the most likely MVP person on the number one overall seed. Let's start with Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, you might say, what? Joey's not having a big year. Go look at Christian McCaffrey's season and look at what he's on pace to do. So I understand he has not had a great year running the football in terms of yards per carry, but it's been a lot of volume. And he has put together a season with a ton of receptions. So right now, Christian McCaffrey is only averaging 3.8 yards per carry. I understand that. He has 596 rushing yards in the season, but he has 168 carries for those 596 yards, and that's 3.5, excuse me, per carry. He has 4 touchdowns on the rushing end. But he also, through half the season, has 61 receptions for 626 yards, 10 yards a catch, 4 touchdowns. So let's add this together. Christian McCaffrey this season already has eclipsed 1,100 yards in totality. He has 8 touchdowns on over 200 touches. For the season, he is projected to touch the football 432 times. He is projected to put up over 2,200 yards of offense and have 16 touchdowns. If we put Saquon Barkley in the MVP race last year, then I think Christian McCaffrey could force himself in the MVP race this year. Now, they're going to have to go win a game or two. They're not expected to win. They're 6-3 right now. As I go to the 49ers schedule, there's plenty of wins on the docket. Is there enough to get them a one seed with their quarterback situation? I don't think there is. I look at it right now. I have them probably losing to the Rams this weekend. They'll probably lose to Arizona a couple weeks from there. I mean, they could beat Arizona, but they could lose that football game as well. That drops them to 6-5. They'll beat Carolina at home, 7-5. They'll beat Cleveland, 8-5. They'll beat Tennessee, 9-5. They'll probably lose at Indianapolis, 9-6. They'll beat Chicago to go 10-6. And they'll play Seattle that last game of the season, 11-6 or 10-7, a playoff spot probably not enough for a one seed or an MVP, but I think McCaffrey at 175-1 on FanDuel is an interesting name. Other one is just Jared Goff. If the Lions get hot again, he certainly could put himself back in the mix. He had better odds last week before a loss. All right, now, let me pull up my ballot, and then I want to kind of put that next to the current odds to win the NFL MVP. So I'm going to go from 10 through 1. My number 10 is Jonathan Taylor. He has had a tremendous season, the kind of season that reminisces of Sean Alexander in 2006, the Seattle Seahawks, racking up touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. He currently sits at 35-1 on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I'd have him number 10 on my ballot. Number 9 is Jalen Hurts. Now, I get questioned a lot. Do you think he's a top 5 guy? No, I do not. I don't think he's played like a top 5 quarterback on balance for you know, over the course of time, for quite some time. But I do think he is a good quarterback, and I do think in any given year, if the Eagles could grab the number 1 seed in a year where Saquon is down, AJ Brown has issues, offensive line not as great, defense not as great, there's going to be a storyline around Jalen Hurts that maybe he was the constant this year. I have him at number 9 on my ballot. He comes in at 22-1 on the current MVP odds. Number 8, I have Jordan Love. He is tied with Jalen Hurts in MVP odds at 22-1. The game next week, we'll call it an elimination game for the MVP. I will say the winner of that game is going to get a big bump, assuming they play well, and the loser will get knocked down, assuming they don't play as well in that particular football game. I think the Packers, by nature of the tie and being home and favored next week, have a more likely path to the one seed than the Philadelphia Eagles, assuming chalk holds and they beat the Eagles next week. But if the Eagles win that game, the Eagles' path to the one seed is very clear, and the Packers would be in some trouble. Jordan Love is an interesting quarterback in that sometimes you watch him and you're like, I don't see it. And then other times you watch him and you're like, man, he is efficient and he is good and he puts up, you know, near top of the league numbers. Let's just look at Jordan Love compared to the rest of the league. So Jordan Love right now ranks eighth in yards. In completion percentage, he ranks fourth. So we're top four, top eight. In terms of success rate, he ranks fourth. In terms of yards per attempt, he ranks fourth. In terms of passer rating, he ranks seventh. In terms of QBR, he ranks sixth. I mean, across the board, it's top 10 kind of stuff out of Jordan Love. He doesn't take many sacks. Look at sack percentage on the season. Bo Nix leads the league. Jordan Love is fourth. I mean, really across the board, it's top five kind of stuff from Jordan Love. I have him eighth on my ballot right now. Number seven is Dak Prescott. He's fallen down. They're 3-5-1. He's not going to win an MVP on a team that doesn't make the postseason. It's last year's Joe Burrow. You give him flowers because he's played well, but the team around him is dreadful. Number six is Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what to do with Mahomes. I mean, the record is 5-4. Right now, completion percentage, he is 21st in the NFL. In terms of yards, he's third. In terms of touchdown passes, he is third. In terms of interceptions this year, he is 12th with five. Success rate for Patrick Mahomes is eighth. His yards per attempt this year is 12th. Now, he hasn't had a lot of time with all his guys. His yards per game sits at fifth. I think he's comfortably been a top 10 guy the entire season by eye test. Numbers aren't there. The wins aren't there. The passer rating, he ranks 12th or 13th. They're in second place in their division. The QBR is sterling at fourth. But I don't think it's enough to be the MVP of the league at 5-4. He's sixth on my ballot. Number five is Josh Allen. Josh Allen having a season similar to last year where you look a little bit at kind of under the hood and you're like, well, it doesn't pop statistically. They're running the football more, but he's at 70% completion. He is a guy that clearly doesn't have the weapons other teams do. His QBR is a little down from years past, but look, some of his numbers are always good. He's 6-2. And I think we just get numb to watching him and how good he is on a particular week. He's not the MVP of the league in my eyes, even though he's the favorite to win it. I don't think he's played at that level this season. He is number five. Number four is Daniel Jones. Now, Daniel Jones is going to get crushed in the current odds. By the way, Allen's plus 150, the favorite. Mahomes plus 430 of the guys I just talked about there. Dak Prescott has fallen all the way down now. Wow. Dak Prescott has fallen to 175-1. He is behind Bo Nix and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So again, this isn't the where you rank right now in odds. It's how my ballot would go. I'd have Dak higher than that. I'm going to put Daniel Jones, who has dropped to 40-1 at number four. It was a really bad game. It probably is going to destroy his chances to actually win the award. But let's not lose sight of what Daniel Jones has done this year. He is number one in yards. He is number one in success rate. He had one horrendous football game with a bunch of turnovers, and it's probably going to cost him the MVP. But it's been a heck of a season for Daniel Jones. He ranks sixth in yards per attempt. He ranks, again, number one in success rate. He ranks number one in passing yards. He is, in terms of yards per attempt, we're talking about sixth in the National Football League. Yards per completion, he is sixth in the National Football League. Passer rating, he is 11th in the National Football League. His QBR is 7th in the National Football League. His sack percentage right now is 7th in the National Football League. Like, he's had a hell of a season and changed the Colts. He's at number four on my ballot. Number three is Matthew Stafford. All reliable. Matthew Stafford right now leads the NFL in touchdown passes. He leads the NFL in first downs. He is leading the NFL in yards per game, and he has a passer rating of 113.2. When you look across Matthew Stafford's career, this is the most yards per game he's ever thrown. That's inaccurate. It's the most yards per game he's thrown for since 2021. In terms of his passer rating, this is the best of his career. In terms of his QBR, this is, behind 2019, the best of his career. In terms of sack percentage, it is the second best or third best of his career. I guess one of those years he got knocked out in three games. So the second best of his career. His net yards gained per pass attempt, we're talking about the third best of his career. His adjusted net yards per pass attempt, this is the best of his career. His yards per attempt, this is the fourth best of his career. His success rate, this is the best of his career. His touchdown percentage, this is the best of his career. His completion percentage is tied for the second best of his career. This might be the best on balance Matthew Stafford's ever played, and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's number three right now for me on my ballot. Number two is Drake May. It reminds me of Carson Wentz 2017. Now he takes too many sacks. You see some crossbody throws. Ones he's going to want to have back. I am concerned he's going to get hurt as this season goes along because he has taken an enormous amount of sacks right now. I'm going to go pull up his sack percentage this season. It is ridiculously high. So only Lamar Jackson, and again, he only played five games so far, so I think that will even itself out. So of guys that have played, let's say, at least seven games, he has the highest sack percentage in the National Football League. He's taken sacks at a higher rate than Justin Fields, than Cam Ward, than Jalen Hurts, whose sack percentage is way too high, than Carson Wentz, than Jackson Dart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Then Jaden Daniels, who's hurt. Kyler Murray, who's hurt. Geno Smith, who has stunk. I mean, Herbert, who's got a bad O-line this year, banged up with both tackles out. Dylan Gabriel, a rookie. It is an enormous sack percentage so far this season for Drake May, and it's why I think he's not going to last the season. But as far as his play, he leads the NFL with a 74.1 completion percentage. He's thrown 17 touchdowns. He's averaging 9 yards an attempt, that trails only two quarterbacks, Lamar, and one guy I put above Drake May as my MVP right now. But May has been off the charts good, not playing with the best talent around him, still a team in rebuild, rookie left tackle. I think Drake May's been outstanding. But my MVP right now, if I had a ballot today, Sam Darnold is the MVP of the National Football League. Go look at what Sam Darnold has accomplished this season. He ranks right now across all quarterbacks tied for fifth with Josh Allen in completion percentage. He is seventh in yards. In terms of touchdown passes, 1, 2, 3, tied for fourth in touchdown passes. Touchdown percentage, he is third. His success rate this season is fifth in the National Football League. His yards per attempt, number one in the National Football League at 9.6 yards per attempt. His adjusted yards gained per pass attempt ranks second in the National Football League. His yards per completion rank first. He is throwing for the sixth most yards per game in the NFL. He has the third best passer rating in the NFL. He has the second best QBR in the NFL. And some of these categories, like rating and QBR, Lamar Jackson qualifies, but only has 5 games under his belt. Otherwise, this would be clean across the board, Darnold number one. net yards gained per pass attempt, number one by a mile. Adjusted net yards per pass attempt, number one by a mile. Game-winning drives, too. Sam Darnold's the MVP of the National Football League for me right now. He put himself in that spot this past week. I think he was that great against the Washington Commanders. I would bet him at 20-1 and have him in my portfolio as well. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.